Smashville Live is live for the first show of 2024. We are in the house at Brewhouse 100 here in Bellevue. My name is Max Herz. Hal Gill is here. Happy late New Year, Skillsy.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, guys.
Hal Gill's here. He's got
his... Oh, thank you. I got someone. Someone clapped for me.
That's amazing.
Hasn't happened in a long time, so I appreciate it.
Well, you've already got two Black Abbey beers in front of you. They are the sponsor of our show all season. Black Abbey beer, our presenting sponsor. And one of our two players is here. Phil Tomasino's
How's
in the building.
Guys? Good to see you guys.
So, Phil, we're hatching a plan. Yusso Parsonen will be here.
Yeah,
at
we
some
need
point.
We need you guys to get up and give him a round of applause when he comes in here because he's supposed to start right now and he's not here yet. So,
all right, so
give him a big entrance welcome when he sets in here. So
everybody stand.
Yeah, everyone's got to stand up. I just want him to feel a little embarrassed here. So
okay,
yeah.
All right.
Oh, let's do it.
All right.
Well, let's let's. Is he actually coming? Okay. Let's pretend we're having the most boring hockey discussion of all time.
Okay. Pretend?
And then, yeah.
Oh.
Wow. That was mean.
Sorry.
All right, Phil. You feel like you guys got pucks in deep
here
last
night?
All right, everybody. Everybody stand. Here we go. Yusso Parsonen, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
Oh, that was perfect. That could not have been better.
Moi.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, Yusso. What a welcome.
Yeah.
You know how to make an entrance.
I know. Thank you.
You're
thank
really
you
not that late. You're like 10 seconds late. But that was Phil's idea, for the
that
record.
That was a good idea.
Traffic got me.
Yeah. It's tough. All right. Full house now. Phil Tomasino, Yusso Parsonen. Great to have you guys here together. It's great to have you guys together because you're at such similar points in your careers. What has this season been like for both of you guys so far? We'll start with you, Phil.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I think there's obviously a lot. Always more we can give, but for myself especially, I think it's been good. I think I've learned a lot and been having a lot of fun. So I think there's obviously we're halfway through now. So hopefully the second half can be better for our team and for myself as well. So I'm looking forward to this coming half. So
yeah, same with me. Kind of, I think it's been a little bit some up and down the whole season. I think it's gotta be more consistent. I think I've been. A lot of good games, and then on the other side, I think a lot of bad games. A little bit like the team as well. I think, like me and the team, we both got to be consistent more.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I played a long time, and there's a lot of ups and downs. I'm going to give you a heads up. But for both of you, I feel like you're both trying to find your game and trying to get into a new system. Both last year, I feel like you guys just – took off and you started to develop your game, and now this year, new coach, new GM, everything's kind of changed on you guys, but you're finding your game. How has that been like to go kind of, both of you had out of the lineup, back in the lineup, trying to figure out who you're playing with and then figure out your role with Bruno's system and the coaches and a lot of new players on the team?
Yeah, I think it takes some adjusting for sure, but like I said, I think we've especially myself, I think I've learned a lot from Bruno. I think he's been awesome, and like Parsi said, a lot of ups and downs. But I think right now, I think we're in a good spot. Obviously, I think our team, I think we got a lot better as well. But I think we're turning in the right direction. I think, like I said, hopefully the second half is definitely better than the first one. I think that would be good. So, but I think I think just a lot of learning experiences for myself that I can use for the rest of the season for sure.
Yeah, I agree with Tom. And of course, when everything around changes, it's a lot of change for a player too. But I think like you can see from the games where we play really good, I think our team has really big potential. Like when we are all on the same team, and the more we are on the same team, the more wins we get. And when we are, I think we are a really, really tough team to beat.
I feel like Bruno has found pairings for you. You're changing lines, and Bruno's not afraid to pull the trigger and switch up the lines quick. But for you, Tomer, you've been playing with McCarron, and for you, I feel like you've kind of found Colton Sissons, and you're kind of working with him. What's it been like to try to find that chemistry? And we'll start with you, Phil, playing with McCarron. I feel like he's your big brother out there. He's ready to jump over with a right if he has to fight for you. But he's also kind of kicked you off. I feel like you played well with him.
Yeah, Big Mac and I think, going back to even my first year, I think I played with him that whole second half of my first year.
Yeah.
I think since day one, we've always played well together. Obviously, he's a pretty big boy, so I think he wins a lot of puck battles, and he's a heck of a dude. I love being around that guy. I love being on the ice with that guy, so it's a lot of fun. But I think he's been on fire this year. I mean, that goal from the red line maybe was was a little funny.
Nice little dish last night too.
Yeah, other than that, he's been sniping, but that one was a little lucky, so I'll give that one to him. No, it's been good. I think he's an awesome guy, awesome teammate, and I definitely love playing with that guy for sure.
No, they like the big sexy.
Yeah,
too.
Big sexy's the man. Yeah.
How about you? Have you learned? I think day to day, just being around Colton Sissons, who's been in the league for a while. What have you learned from him?
A lot, yeah. Obviously, I think I played some games as well last year. I like that, and I played a couple of games now straight. In the same line with him, I like to play with him. He's such a smart player. He's unbelievable defensively, and I think he got sneaky offense. He got a good shot, and like he's a 200 feet player. He's a big part of our team, and that's he's a center as well. So he's a great guy I can take a lot from.
Yusso Parsonen and Phil Tomasino are our guests on Smashville Live, and Yusso, it's now been over a year since you made your NHL debut. Has time flown? Does it feel like it was more recent?
Yeah, time goes by so fast. It's unbelievable that it was already like a year ago. So it felt like it was a week ago. So yeah, that's what the guys told me, that time flies by fast, and now I've experienced it. So, yeah.
And Phil, year three for you now. What do you feel like you've solidified about your NHL game this season?
I think especially as a late, I think a lot more offensive, ability. I think I've always kind of been, trying to do that, but I think the last maybe 15 or 20 games or so, I think I've really kind of gotten to my game more so offensively, and I think that's the type of player I want to be, hopefully, soon in the future as well. So it's been good. Like I said, there's always still a lot of room for growth for me, so just continue to try and get better each and every day for me. So
that wasn't too long ago. You were out of lineup. You got back in the lineup, and you went out and you just attacked the net. And I was like, oh, this is awesome! Like you got the cut on the nose. You were in the battle, and you started to get your game. Is that one of the points where I feel like you found your game? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think. I think I was on a little point streak there. I was feeling good about myself, and obviously, to try to get my nose dirty a little bit more, I think I'm playing my best. So, I think, like I said, there's still a lot of room for growth. But I think when I'm doing that, and I think I'm getting the puck a lot more also, where I feel like I can be at my best. So, just they all kind of tie in together for me, for sure. So,
the player you're trying to be, you want to be. I feel like you talked about Sis being a 200 foot guy. I feel like you're that guy, right? You want to play that 200-foot game, be that big. I remember, I think we might have been in Ottawa, you started pushing guys around, and you got under guys' skin. Do you feel like that's a part of your game and like the big center that you want to be?
Yeah, I feel like I got a big body. I feel like I'm strong, and that's like when I'm on my game.
I know. I've seen it. I've seen it. He's a big boy, you guys. You can't see that on the radio. He's a monster.
Yeah, so when I'm on my game, I feel like I'm strong out there. I throw some bodies around, and I can protect the puck a lot, because I like to have the puck on my stick as well. And then, when I protect the puck, I can make some plays as well. So, yeah.
Yusso Parsonen and Phil Tomasino are guests on Smashville Live tonight, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. We're already halfway through this season, which is crazy to think about, literally at the halfway point last night. But I feel like that's a good chance to ask you guys about playing for Andrew Brunette halfway through the season. We'll start with Phil. What stands out to you about how he's taken over the team and the influence he's had on the team and you specifically?
Yeah, he's been awesome. I mean, we were even talking about before we came on here, just the respect I think everyone has for him, for what he did as a player, and obviously as a coach as well. But just such an easy guy to talk to. I think anytime he tries to give any of us advice, I think we're always listening, because he's obviously been through it and he knows what he's talking about. So it's been awesome. I think he's been he's been a heck of a coach, and I think, like I said, I think we can continue to learn a lot from him, and hopefully we can be better than we have been recently. I think we have the chance to do something special for him for sure.
Yeah, I feel like Thomas said, we all have a huge respect for him as what kind of player he was, and I feel like a player myself. Like when talking to him, you feel and hear him, and like you can feel it that he's been in the game as well. And then like the playing style we play, I think it's demanding, but when you do it the right way, it's a lot of fun for the players. We skate a lot. I think when we are on our game, it's a lot of offense, and that's. It's demanding because we gotta skate really, really much, but I think it's rewarding as well.
Fun to watch, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, has been.
Well, what do you guys think? You guys, you're in a wild card spot. You know, like, was that your expectation, or what were you thinking coming in the season? Okay, this is kind of, you know, Trotsky's coming over, trying to do his thing, but hitting the ground running halfway through the season now, you guys are doing something pretty good here. Did you expect that, or were you expecting more, or like, hey, this is a nice surprise? Yeah, I know you're building on it.
Yeah, I think obviously, the kind of the outside expectations, I don't think we're too much in our favor at the beginning of the year. So I think for all of us, I mean, all of our goals is to make the playoffs every year, and I think we have the team to do it. I mean, obviously, there's still a lot of games left. So, but I think we can even be even better than we were this half. I mean, look at some of the games at home. I think we've maybe could have got some more points out of. And I think, like Parsi said, when we're playing our best, I think there's not a lot of teams in the league that can compete with us. So, listen, I think there's still a lot of growth for all of us. And I think it's gonna be fun for sure.
Yeah, like Thomas, like I'm not surprised. Like I think we have a really, really good team. Even when looking at the player on the paper, and I think we have a lot of potential. And yeah. Like we saw in the start of the season, like I said earlier already, like when we are on our game, we are actually a really, really good team.
Yeah.
But it's more about just being consistent.
Phil Tomasino and Yusso Parsonen are our guests here on Smashville Live tonight. You guys are excused to go sign some autographs, take some pictures with fans.
Get these fine people some autographs.
Oh, yeah. We'll take a break, come back with more. We're at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue tonight. Smashville Live presented by Black Abbey Brewing here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Max Herz and Hal Gill here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue with a ton of great Preds fans tonight. Smashville Live is presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Sadly, this is our only show of January. Our next show is Wednesday, February 28th, so not for a while. But hopefully by then, Phil Tomasino and Yusso Parsonen will have taken a sip of their Black Abbey beers. You guys have a month and
don't
a half until then.
Don't be a pusher.
Yeah, that's your job. But Phil and Yusso are here with us, signed some autographs, and Hal also wants Phil to speak up a little bit.
Well, you got to put the mic right. There's some poor people that can't hear you, and they want to hear what you have to say.
No, I can. I
know you can hear you, but they want to hear you.
They can hear me now.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that. This is our last show of January because we're going on the road. You guys are taking the show on the road. What are your thoughts on the road now that you've been, you know, established in the NHL? What are your thoughts on going on the road and being away with the boys and going through? You know, we're going to be going through California, mm-hmm. and battling Vegas, LA, Arizona. Do you get excited about the road, or is that kind of the drag of the season?
No, I love it. Like, we usually actually go to dinner together, both of us. So, I mean, that's probably the nicest trip in terms of, think, weather-wise. So,
yeah,
I think we're going to enjoy it, finally get some sun. I mean, we haven't had too much sun here recently. So, it's awesome. I mean, I think we have a couple days off, obviously, in L.A., maybe enjoy that. And but it's awesome. Obviously, three big games that, you know, against three really good teams. So I think it's going to be a good test for us, but we have a lot of road games coming up, that's for sure. So it's going to be fun.
You guys have dinner together. What is your go-to?
Oh, I don't know.
So what are you looking for, Pars?
I usually trust Tomer on the reservations.
Yeah. Oh, you're the guy.
I'm the guy.
You have to book
it. Yeah, usually sushi or steak.
Or steak.
I'm a big steak guy. Nice. Yeah, we have a couple state guys on our team that we've learned from.
Yeah, so. who else is in the crew?
Honestly, it just depends. Like, it varies. I mean, we're pretty big, pretty open crew with in terms of going with other guys. Usually, all the young guys kind of find our way together. And but I think we have a really good group. I think in terms of guys going out with each other, I think it's always different. So I think that's obviously awesome for us. So
yeah, LA is going to be a good spot. You can pick your good sushi spot
good.
There.
It'd be good. Yeah.
You want to have
a couple options there?
Yeah, there's a couple options. I'm not looking forward to it either.
Don't sound too excited.
No, I know.
Phil Tomasino and Yusuf Parson are our guests here on Smashville Live. And as always, we like to talk to these guys about their hockey journeys here to Smashville. And these are two guys who have been, they're in the same age group. They were in the same draft a lot of the way. Did you guys meet at the draft in 2019? I know you weren't picked on the same day.
No, I don't think so. I think we've talked about it. I don't think we did.
I don't think we met, no.
And obviously at World Juniors, I think we kind of met each other, but not really.
Yeah.
So
we never really talked with each other before meeting in Nashville. Yeah.
So 2019 draft, Phil Tomasino, first round pick of the Preds, 24th overall. Yusuf Parsonen, seventh round pick, Preds last pick at 210th. Yusuf, I heard the Preds didn't even know for sure that you were there when they picked you. Is that right?
No, they knew that I was there, yeah.
What is it like? What is it like coming halfway around the world and waiting all the way till the end to hear your name?
Really frustrating. I was expecting to go a little bit earlier, but then things happen, and then it was going to the seventh round. I was really, really nervous. Probably the most nervous I've ever been in my life. But then it was a happy moment when I got finally drafted.
Had you talked with the Preds? Did you know that they were interested in you?
Yeah. I talked a lot with them. I went to a lot of meetings with them, so I knew they were interested.
Why did they wait so long? Should have gone earlier, right?
Don't ask me.
Hey, at least you didn't have to wait till the eighth round where I went. You know, hey, that's
could have been worse.
They don't have, even have an eighth.
Yeah, you could have gotten it around that.
They got rid of my
anymore.
Round. They're like, we don't need those guys anymore.
Oh my God, that's great. Well, you guys were in Vancouver for that, and. Yusuf, we've talked before about your family. Your dad played a season in the NHL. He played professionally. Where all did you live as a kid moving around with him when he was playing pro?
I think I lived in five different cities in Finland. Then I lived in 6 years in Sweden, 1 year over here, and then 1 year in Switzerland. So that's a little...
How much of an influence do you think that had on your life, just getting to see so many places?
Of course, big influence. I think the toughest move was from Sweden to Finland because we lived there so long. I started school there. I had a lot of good friends, so it was tough to leave them behind, but it's nice with social media and stuff. It's easy to text them or FaceTime or whatever you want to keep in touch. So, but yeah, I think it's had a few huge influence.
So you're kind of on both sides of Sweden and Finland then. I mean, you're Finnish all the way, but...
Yeah, but I think Finland is still better than Sweden.
Yeah. Hal loves Finland, that's too.
I spent a year in Finland, and I had a great time, so I'll take that.
Yeah.
But go back to your... let's start with you, Yusuf. Like, you're playing... Like, let's take you through, like, starting off... you were playing as an underage in the SM Liga... And, you know, take us through that journey of what you were feeling as you went through, you know, each step of your career.
Yeah, I mean, I started my hockey in Sweden, like I said, first years there. Then a couple years junior back home. And then I think I made my pro debut when I was 17. Yeah. Then I played 7 games in the pro that season. Next year, I played... first half of the season with the juniors and the rest of the house half pro. I think that was the draft year as well.
That was TPS? You were playing for TPS at that point?
Yeah, for TPS, yeah. And then after that, I played 2 full seasons pro back home. We went to the finals both years, but we lost each year. So I got 2 silver medals in my back pocket. And yeah, after that, I came over, I played 9 games last year, starting in Milwaukee, and then after that, I've been up here in Nashville.
Was that a surprise to you? I mean, you know, we talked about the draft position. You wanted to go higher. But you kind of you're grinding it out. Here you are in the NHL. You had to pay your dues, and you had to show what your game was made of. Maybe a late bloomer, and you're ready to go now.
Yeah, I had a lot of different injuries, which I think affected that. But then, I've never doubted myself. I've always been like, how good I've been. Even though I got drafted in seventh round, that didn't really matter for me. From there, it's just been a grind. Summer out, year in, year out, and now we're finally here, and I think I still have a lot of space to grow.
Absolutely. How about you, Tomer? Let's take us through this growing up in Ontario. And
yeah, I mean,
just lighten it up.
No, I'm not lighting
being,
it up.
Being a beauty.
No. No, I had a pretty boring childhood career. I mean, played 7 years on the same organization when I was a kid, and got drafted in the OHL. I don't know if anyone here knows what the OHL is, but Ontario.
Well, we're trying to teach them as we go.
Yeah,
we're
so it's like a junior league in Canada. There's three junior leagues, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world going to OHL versus not going to college. So I made that decision to go there, and I spent two and a half years in Niagara on the Canadian side, and then I spent.
Were you billeting when you were doing?
Yeah, I was billeting actually, and it was like the weirdest.
Which
thing.
Is hard for people to understand. People that don't know, you're packing up, and your parents are kicking you out of the house.
Yeah, basically.
And you're going to live with someone else, and you're focused on hockey.
Yeah, like some random family. Like I walked in there the one day and never met them before, and I met them one time, and I came back 3 weeks later and I moved in with them. So very weird. I mean, but now like they're basically my second family. I still talk to them, and they've come to my games and our game in Buffalo, Toronto as well. So it's awesome. I mean, still really really close to them, and but definitely very very weird for a 16-year-old kid to go in there, and I don't know if it's really weird. But anyways, it worked out. And
but that's what you do. Yeah,
it's just a thing.
That's
though,
a Canadian
yeah.
thing. You're just everyone kind of does it.
Yeah,
if you want to play hockey, you're gonna do that.
Just do it. And then I spent half a year in Oshawa as well. I got traded the year after I got drafted, and. We were actually going to, I think, host Memorial Cup the year after, but COVID kind of screwed us and got canceled. So, and then spent a year in Chicago in the American League with that COVID year because Milwaukee wasn't playing. And then was here, obviously, 2 years ago. And then last year was up and down. And now we are here, back again here this year.
Now you're here.
That trade has always been crazy to me. Oshawa, you were hosting the Memorial Cup,
yeah.
Like you said. So they automatically get to be in it. They traded 9 draft picks for you?
Yeah, it was a lot.
What
yeah.
was it like yeah, to be traded for 9 draft picks?
You know, it was weird. Like, I remember it happening. Like, I knew I was going to get traded. And then they wouldn't tell me. Like, I remember I had one of the guys from my team in Niagara drive me to somewhere, like, in between. We were actually playing in Windsor, which is, like, a 5-hour drive away. And he had to drive me in between Windsor and Niagara. And the Oshawa guy came pick me up, and I was asking him the whole way. I'm like, do you know what they got in return? He's like, I can't tell you. Wait and see. And then like I saw like the next day, and it was my first game. I'm like, holy, I gotta make sure I produce for these guys.
You better come to play.
Yeah, I gotta come to play, or else it looks bad. So
you were getting smuggled around before the trade was even public.
You know what? No, I didn't get smuggled. We played the next day, so it was I had to make my way down to Windsor as quick as possible. And but it was tough. I mean, like, you talk about billets. Like, I was with my billets for 2.5 years, and I still remember, like, I called my billet mom, and she was like, obviously that was pretty tough. And but again, it's just part of growth. And but it kind of shows, like, all the people you're so thankful for and everything they do. But it was definitely a crazy kind of 3 days for me. After that, it was like, let's make sure we do the right things so that doesn't look too bad for them. So.
But that Mem Cup never happened.
Yeah, it never happened. That year got canceled, and then the following year we were supposed to host the Memorial Cup, and kind of sucks because I think that's like the pinnacle of junior hockey back home to host, and we were a really really good team, and I think we were going to load up, and which probably the worst thing that could happen. Yeah,
just so, the worst when you're so excited about something and it's swiped out
just
from underneath.
Completely gone, and then like. Obviously, all those draft picks for, you know, I think I played like 25 games, which, I mean, it's tough. Like, no one expected it, but it's tough looking back on it. But that's definitely something I wish I had the opportunity to compete in for sure.
As far as inspiration when you're growing up, I'm guessing you're going to say your father who inspired you with hockey, or is there someone else along the way that kind of that got your ear and made you the player you are today?
Well, yeah, I think the most obvious one is my father. He's been pro, and wherever he went, we went there with the family. So I've always been around like pro hockey and in different hockey locker rooms and arenas and stuff like that. I've seen how it is to live like a hockey player for basically all my life. But then, of course, I've had different idols. When we played, I lived in Sweden. Guys, I don't know if guys knows Daniel Korso, he's a Canadian guy, and then Peter Egan from Denmark. Those were guys I looked up to at that point. But then later on, I've looked a lot about Barkov. But growing up, he was obviously my father.
You got a little Barkov in your game, I guess, huh? That's a good comparison. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. How about you, Tomer?
Yeah, obviously, for me, also my dad. I mean, my parents are very middle-class people, so I think just seeing the way they, to this day, is just the way they work and do everything to support myself, and I have a younger sister as well, just to support both of us is inspiring. So, and obviously, like I know it's probably not the best thing to say, but Sidney Crosby was also my idol growing up too. So I don't know if that's. That's bad.
Yeah,
to you're, here,
no, but, that's yeah. All right.
that was before I was.
I've had this argument with Smashville before. Like I know everyone is upset about Sid in 2017, and you know he's crybaby Sid, but yeah. Pretty good player.
Yeah, he's a good player. Yeah, it's
and he's still doing it.
Yeah, he's still doing it now. Yeah, but that was probably the cool one of the coolest things for my career too. Is like, I mean, parts would probably say who we watched growing up. Like for me, it was. Ovechkin and Crosby, like when I first played against those guys, it was like, holy, this is cool. Like, yeah.
Was that your aha and NHL moment?
I remember like first game against Sid was like, this is cool. Like, this is, and I remember like I rocked, like my first year I rocked them and I was like, this is nuts. Like I just rocked Sidney Crosby. Like I don't even hit anyone and I sent the flying. So that was a cool experience for me too. So,
you have an aha moment? Like I'm in the NHL. Is there a moment that stands out, other than scoring between your legs and celebrate
his first period,
or the first period, just driving through and scoring. Easy game, eh, bud?
Yeah. I would say my first game, because I was in the starting lineup. I got to stand on the blue line and hear the national anthem, and standing between Granlund and Forsberg, and that was probably the moment I was like. Wow.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah. Awesome. I'm going to play my first NHL game, and that was probably like the moment I realized that it's pretty sick.
Yusso Parsonen and Phil Tomasino are our guests on Smashville Live.
Sick.
Yeah, pretty sick.
The NHL, it's pretty sick.
They're going to sign some autographs, take some
slogan.
More pictures. It really should be. Smashville Live is presented by Black Abbey Brewing. We are at Brewhouse 100 here in Bellevue with Phil Tomasino and Yusso Parsonen here on your radio home for Preds hockey. 102.5 and 106.3 the game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 the game. Our show, as always, is presented by Black Abbey Brewing.
Did that kid, the little guy, did he get nixed on a... we have another break, buddy.
You guys got all the time in the world. Hal and I can talk.
I know, Tomer, like, I know you have to come back on the radio, but the little kid... like, I'll fire it up to meet you.
I know, but it's okay. We got time. I think we got we still have some time. So
we got some time before bedtime, little fella. We'll get you.
We are at Brewhouse 100 here in Bellevue tonight. Phil Tomasino and Yusso Parsonen are our guests. And Yusso, we were talking about Finland. Did you get to meet the, like, 100 Finnish kids who were at the game and at morning skate yesterday?
Yeah, me, Juice, Pex and Lanky, we were talking with them after our morning skate, and they were it's always nice to see some kids, give them a smile in their face. It's so that's, and of course see some Finnish people as well.
They were taken over. I think there were three different age groups.
Yeah,
they had like a full section.
Yeah, they were a lot of guys.
what were they in town for?
They're from Helsinki, and I guess they're here for a tournament.
Yeah,
this
I think
weekend?
They have a tournament this weekend,
but they're here this entire week. So
I love it. Why wouldn't you come to Nashville for hockey?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think Nashville's becoming like a lot bigger. I think for kids, like I mean, when I was younger, we'd go to like Philly and stuff. I think now Nashville's actually starting to become, hopefully, as big as that. That'd be it's a good spot to do it. So.
Oh, that's awesome. What did they think of coming over? Because I know that's a big deal for those guys to come over.
Yeah, they were excited. I think it was all of them first time in Nashville, and so far they all loved it. And we got to meet their parents as well, so that was nice. And they were excited for the kids to come and see our practice and meet the Finnish guys. So it was nice.
That's and cool. Pekka was here too.
Yeah,
I mean
yeah.
you just dropped that right in. And you also, Yuso, got to be at Pekka's statue unveiling last year. You were hurt. You weren't playing in that game, so you got to be out there for that. I know you'd rather be playing in the game. But what is it like to see that statue go up?
Yeah, that's as a Finnish person, that's an unbelievable feeling. It's not every day, especially a hockey player or even a Finnish guy gets a statue anywhere in the States, and you get to see it and you know the person, so it's so nice, and I'm so happy for him. He deserves it. He's such a good guy and a great player.
Yeah, well, coming from Finland, not a huge country, but a great hockey tradition, to be able to see someone like Pekka come out, like he was on the desk and we interviewed him last night and place went nuts. Like they love him here. It's kind of the same thing in Finland, right? I mean, he's kind of a big deal in Finland too.
Yeah. Like Finland is a huge hockey country. So whenever you do great in hockey, play your whole life in the NHL, and especially a guy like Pex, who's one of the best goalies in the world when he plays. I mean, everybody back home loves you, and you're kind of a huge guy there, especially like Pex and those other guys who's doing great.
Yeah. Well, how about you, Tomer? I mean, now you're in the NHL. You grew up idolizing guys like Crosby and watching the NHL. Now you're that guy. What's it like when you see kids around? And obviously, this little guy was all fired up to meet you. What is it like to kind of pay that forward and be the guy that everyone's looking at?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I think just obviously we have the best fans. I said before, the best fans in the league. And I mean, I remember when I was a little kid and I would go to Leafs games and watch, you know, the Penguins and, you know, sit on the glass and see all these guys. And obviously I'd be in those shoes. And I think it's awesome to kind of, you know, obviously we're all, it's for the love of the game. And it's an awesome feeling. I mean, I love, you know, seeing, you know, a little kid and against the glass and warm up and checking with puck and think it's awesome. So I think those are the moments
when you got your hair flowing. And
yeah, my hair. Yeah, like my hair, my new little.
Are we gonna cut that? Or is
yeah,
that,
this is the question.
No, I've been asked this like 10 times, and I got a.
You're waiting till the end of the year,
two and
right?
a half inch chop like a month ago, and it's back to normal. Oh. So I don't know. I think it's time.
You're a grower.
It's been the same all the time.
He's a grower.
Yuso denies it. He never got it.
No, I actually did. Like all the boys. When I came in the rink the next day, they were like, there's no way you got a haircut. And I was like, yeah, I cut over 2 inches off. So I don't know.
That it's is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of hair. So I know
you, are you using product or is that just natural bounce?
No, it's a little bit of natural bounce, to be honest.
Just like, natural? Yeah, just greasy?
No, not greasy. not greasy at all. But I got some nice bounce at the end here. So
yeah,
it gets a little too long, though. Like a couple times, it's like. Like when I got crushed twice in St. Louis there by the ref, like my hair was flying everywhere.
On purpose.
Yeah, on purpose. Just so I got the hair flying. Yeah. So
that's what you do it for the fans.
For the fans. No, for no one. I don't think anyone wants to see that. So.
And you, so we got to see some of your style this year. Opening night, the Peaky Blinders outfit with the hat.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice.
Thank you. It was a new suit, and it was my first time on the making the golden walk, so I wanted to put up something nice.
Is that something you pay attention to your drip? Is that what the did I use that right, Tomer?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Good job, Skillsy.
Thank you. Yeah, like you're focused on your fit. It's another
no drip. Drip. Yeah.
Drip. Is
yeah,
it better? Yeah. Okay. But do you care you about your
it.
You care about your clothes?
Yeah, I think I like clothes. I like to dress nice, and I think it's always been a part of me. So yeah.
Look good, feel good, play good, right?
Yeah, that's exactly how it is.
I know. I even know that. I never looked good. I never really felt good, but I played good a couple of times.
It's as simple as that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So let's get in. I want to get into what you guys do away from the rink. What are you guys up to How do you kill time? I know you guys work hard and you're traveling, but you do have some downtime. What do you do, Tomer, to get away from the game?
I'm a big video game guy. I mean, Xbox. I don't know if anyone, like, obviously Fortnite, not so much anymore, but I play NHL with my buddies from back home, which is kind of funny, and I'm a big Rocket League guy. I don't know if anyone here knows what Rocket League is.
Well, but that's what
we talked about that Tommy with Tommy Novak.
Novi's the man at that game, though.
Like, is he like?
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah.
I feel like he has sponsors, and he's
no.
He's
I don't know if he has sponsors.
He's like close to professional.
I
mean,
yeah,
level.
I feel like he could be pro. Like, if he wasn't a hockey player, he would be pro for sure. But he's like I've played a couple with Carey and actually Glasser a few times on it. We're not too good, so though that's usually what I like to do. I mean, just to kind of I always play with my buddies from back home, so that's just kind of the way
is
I
it a
like
set,
to kill.
Is it a set time? Like
yeah, you know, usually set time after I make dinner and everything's done. Hop on, text the boys, and hop on some Xbox. Yeah, who's ready to hop on for next?
So when you play Chell, do they pick the Preds or do you get the
Preds? I don't play that. No, I've actually never played with her team before. I never played with myself. That's a fact, actually. But I've I play like
is it because you're upset with your score or like
no? I actually don't. I think I have a pretty low rating. But no, I play like it's called like Ishul, so it's just like you create your own guy and. Like you play like 3-on-3, so like each guy plays as a guy. So I'm usually like a 6-9 grinder that's just like running around killing guys. So
you wish you were Yusuf.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But not too much skill. So I think it's fun though. It's awesome.
How about you, Pars?
Yeah, I like to play video games too, but not that much anymore. But if I play, it's usually COD or FIFA, depending on who's wake up back home. I usually like to play with friends or my brothers, and then when my girl is around here, we like to watch some TV shows or make some good dinner or go for walks. But
what are the shows you're into?
Right now I'm watching it's called Berlin. It's the new Money Heist version.
Yeah.
And then that I'm watching myself. But then I introduced Prison Break. My girlfriend. This is probably my fourth or fifth time I watch it. It's by far the best show ever made.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you watch that Finnish subtitles or do you Finnish translate? What do you watch it in?
I always watch the show in whatever language it is, and then I put on Finnish or English subtitles.
Okay.
And you said FIFA too. Are you a big European soccer fan?
Yeah, I'm a huge soccer guy.
Who's your team?
Man United.
Any reason? Have you ever seen them in person or just big
no,
club?
No, I've always been a huge Ronaldo fan. When he was when he played first time in Man United, that's when I got in soccer. And since then, I've been a Man United and a Ronaldo fan. But I've never seen them live, but I've actually planned and thought about it going after this season to England and maybe watch some soccer.
Yeah, get on it.
Are you like awesome. You wake up and watch Soccer Saturday? Is that kind of a routine for you?
I don't wake up, but if there's a good game going on when I'm home, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I never got into that. The other football.
Meh. We're just loser Americans. It's just, we have no idea. No.
Not NFL fans then. You're not excited about the playoffs coming around. No?
I don't watch football, no. No? I don't, no.
Not an Argos fan, Phil?
No chance.
We got to turn you around. We got to get you guys to buy in.
You know what? Like, I've never been in – like, I love watching Super Bowl just because, like, of everything, but for some reason I've never got into football. I don't know. But maybe
they're going to be – a few years here, they're going to be SEC football fans.
Probably.
We're going to turn them into –
Phil Tomasino and Yusuf Parsonen are our guests. Hal's working on the football part.
We'll get there.
He'll get it done.
Baby steps, guys.
They're going to sign some more autographs, take some more pictures. We're here on Smashville Live at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Max Herz, Hal Gill, Phil Tomasino, and Yusuf Parsonen here on your radio home of Preds Hockey. 102.5 and 106.3 the game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 the game. Max Herz and Hal Gill with you. Phil Tomasino and Yusuf Parsonen signing some autographs before we wrap up the show here.
Great crowd tonight.
Yeah.
Good people.
Sadly,
good people of Smashville.
Our only show for a long time. because the Preds have a lot of road games coming up. But we will be back on Wednesday night, February 28th.
Oof.
Make your plans now. I don't expect anyone to know what they're doing on February 28th.
Yeah, no. That's so foreign to me. I don't know what day it is. I know the Preds play in 2 days. That's all I know.
Yeah. In Dallas, where
I know I have to get on a flight. Tomorrow there's a flight. I don't know what date it is. That's this kind of year, the time of year where you start to kind of fade out.
Smashville Live is presented, as always, by Black Abbey Brewing. We are enjoying our Black Abbey beers here at Brewhouse 100
delicious.
In Bellevue tonight. I've got to say, the fans showed up with their 26-75 gear tonight. Phil's signing a Tomasino jersey. Parson and signing some 75s.
I'm a little upset there hasn't been any Gill 75.
Are you mad that Yuso wears your old
number? No, he wears it well. I do think he wears it well. I don't want to say I'm proud of him, but it makes me proud to see 75 out there. Especially, I used to tell my mother, when she go in the pro shop, I say, "Oh, they sold out of all my jerseys." I can't get my son's jersey. Yeah, sorry, Mom, they sold out.
So for the record, the Preds came to you, said, "Can we retire 75?" And you said no.
I said no. I want to save it for the right person.
And then
Yuso came along, and more than happy to have him wearing 75.
So Yuso, the tough question: how do you feel about wearing Hal Gill's old number?
If I had a chance, I would change it.
Respect.
Gotta pay the man some respect.
With all respect.
that kind of hurts.
Well, nothing
Victor
personal.
Perkele Santa. Sorry, am I allowed to say that?
I don't know.
that's the only finish I know.
Yeah, I don't know what it means. So, well, Yuso clearly knows. So, Yuso, back to English. Why 75 for your number? And why did you decide to keep it?
Or are you going to change it?
Well, I would like to wear 13, but that's been a trainer's number since day one I got here. And I got 75 on my first training camp, and since then I've just kept it.
That's how I got my number, 75 in my training camp.
Worked out.
I stuck with it.
Well, you were two in a couple
spots.
I was
20. Well, they didn't, back in my day, you weren't allowed to wear a high number, but they gave me that number, so I kept it. Then they made me change it, so I became 25. Oddly, in U.S. competition, I was 26. So that's kind of our connection
there
here.
You got everybody covered with the numbers.
In Pittsburgh, I wore number 2. And then, after I left Pittsburgh, I was like, I'll go back to 75. Because then it was, I played long enough that people were like, okay, you can have a high number now. And now everyone has a high number.
Yeah, a lot of guys do, actually.
Did you
26
pick?
Has been your number?
Yeah, did you pick 26,
day
Phil?
One, yeah. I used to, Martin St. Louis was my guy when I was younger, so. I remember I used to have like this, I don't know if you guys remember, like those like cereal boxes that had like DVDs in it.
Yeah.
And like remember Martin St. Louis did like a stick handling video, and I was like 4 years old, and he was like number 26. I was like, I like that number.
So yeah. You got the video in a cereal box.
Yeah. Like I remember like I was young, and it was like literally like the cereal box had a DVD in it, and like I would watch it, and like it was just videos like him and like Le Cavalier like doing stick handling videos, and I was like, that's so cool. Like, I like this guy. So then 26 was my number because of Martin St. Louis.
Great story, too. Marty St. Yeah. Louis, like he was too small for the NHL, mm-hmm. right? And then he just worked his way in. Great player. Now he's coaching.
Yeah, you got to try and meet
coaching
him.
He's coaching. I know. I haven't had the chance to, I think. It would be cool.
Maybe he was here this summer, too. His son was playing in a big tournament here.
So. Yeah, I know. He has a younger son. I actually did meet him like in a kind of when I was younger. In a summer tournament, but his boy was really, really young. He might have been like 7 or 8, so now his boy's a little older probably. So
yeah.
And Phil, we got asked too. We hear you've got some goofy intermission snacking habits, soda and candy.
No.
No more?
That's never been the case.
Bad scoop?
That's lies. That's lies. Yeah, I just have those our team supplies like those like sugar gummies or like candies. There's no. Never been any soda or any of that going on. So, but I just take what our team supplies. But I try to stay away from sugar on off days for sure. So,
All right. What are we looking for halfway through the season? What can we expect out of you guys and the Preds going forward? I know we're starting off. Dallas is going to be a big game, right? I mean, you guys stepped up in Dallas, hoping to do that again. And then, what can we expect going forward?
For personally, to take the next level, take a new step, then be consistent the whole rest of the year, and then for the team, I think. Also, like, take a next step to the next level, because we know we're good, but we gotta earn the respect from the other teams as well. And we wanna be a tough team every day. So yeah.
I think, like Parsi said earlier, I think consistency is the biggest thing for all of us and for the team in general. I mean, just being consistent. I think if we have an off night, we're not completely out of a game, and you know, like yesterday, I think. Just an example, like, you know, if it's on our night, we can still find ways to win. I think that's what's, I think, going to take our team to the next level. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
When you guys talk about inconsistency as a team, as a younger player, I think it's hard to balance the emotion. It's like there's a lot going on. But as a team, you got a lot of young players. And so I'm expecting it to be inconsistent. You know, you're trying to figure out your game and fine tune it. But what do you attribute the inconsistencies to as a team?
I mean, I think for me personally, I think compete, I think, is a big thing. I mean, listen, I think if you're competing and focusing on, like, little things like puck battles, I think that's a huge thing for a guy like myself. And I think if, you know, you look at a guy like, I think O'Reilly is probably the best example on our team. He just wins every puck battle.
Yeah.
And you just... You know, when you're doing stuff like that, I think it's going to lead to success. And I think if everyone can buy it, you know, and I'm not saying, obviously, I think when we're at our best, everyone's doing it. But I think, you know, I think I fall habit at it sometimes, too, is just kind of, you know, maybe not winning as many puck battles as you should. And I think it just leads to maybe not getting the puck as much. And I think that's, I think if we can all do that, I think we're going to have a lot of success as a team for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that, Pars?
Yeah, I think... The standard gotta be like, I think everybody understand you can't be 100% every game, but the standard has to be like skating, battling, and effort wise, that's gotta be 10 out of 10 every game.
Yeah.
Then after that, all the rest comes.
Are you guys watching the scoreboard? Are you watching the standings and see where you are? Or are you kind of focused on day in, day out? I know Bruno has said just the next game. Let's focus on the next game. But as a player, I found getting up to now, you're in a playoff spot. Do you look at that, or does that just you out of your mind?
Yeah, personally, I don't think I've looked at the standings once this year. I mean, just take it every, you know, game by game, and I think we're in a good spot right now, and I think Bruno stressed that. But again, like you said, there's still a lot of games left, so a lot of things can happen. I think we can put ourselves in an even better position, or you know, obviously that's our goal. So. I think, like we said, if we could just continue to do those things right, I think there's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun for us in this coming half. So,
well, I'm totally different. I think I haven't gone a day without looking at standing or different stats or whatever, because I've always been a guy who loves stats and looking at the standings, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be mine or our team. It can be like whatever team or whatever player. But I love myself like. Watching different kind of stats.
So you pay attention. You pay attention to analytics. Are you looking at teams? I know, as a face-off guy, you're studying other players, other teams. Like, is that something that you're into? Like, just is it the team you're playing against, or is it just the whole league wide?
It's just mostly just overall. Or if I it's mostly overall.
That's all the time we got.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Good notes to end on.
Oh shoot. I like these guys. I want to hang out with them.
Well, we can just turn the radio off and you can keep talking to them. You guys want to hang out with Hal for a couple more hours?
These are great. Can we give them a round of applause?
Thanks, Phil guys. Tomasino and Yusuf Parson and everybody. Great show tonight on Smashville Live, as always, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. We're back on February 28th, so not for a while. But we'll see you then. This is your radio home for Preds hockey. Penalty Box Radio is next. You're on 102.5 and 106.3
Thanks,
the
guys.
Game.